From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Seven die in Indonesia terrorist attack. The Islamic State group is claiming responsibility for a series of attacks in an upscale neighborhood in Jakarta. The bomb and gun attacks left seven people dead, including all five of the attackers. Foreigners were among 20 people wounded. Turkey's president says military operations will intensify against the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, after it was blamed for a car bombing at a police headquarters. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is promising there'll be no end to military operations against the PKK until it's eradicated. Erdogan spoke in response to the bombing of the police headquarters Wednesday in the Diyarbakir province in Turkey's predominantly Kurdish southeast. The government blamed the attack on the rebels. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu announced the army has carried out a sustained bombardment against Islamic State militant targets in Syria and Iraq in response to the suicide attack on foreign tourists Tuesday in Istanbul. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The World Health Organization has announced an end to the Ebola virus outbreak in Liberia, meaning all three countries at the epicenter of the West African outbreak are now considered Ebola-free. The WHO announcement came Thursday after 42 days without new reported case in Liberia. The contentious race for the 2016 U.S. Republican presidential nomination heads to another debate Thursday. Billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump is still leading national surveys of Republican voters, but Texas Senator Ted Cruz is edging closer. This is VOA News. The U.N. Secretary General has called for an end to sieges on Syrian towns, warning all parties to the conflict that using starvation as a weapon is a war crime.
All sides, including Syrian government, which has the primary responsibility to protect Syrians, are committing this and other atrocious acts prohibited under international humanitarian law.
On Monday, aid agencies found people starving in the government-blockaded town of Madaya and in rebel-controlled towns of Fua and Kafraya. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry have agreed to meet for talks on Syria and Ukraine Wednesday in Zurich. The Russian Foreign Ministry said the meeting was arranged after Presidents Vladimir Putin and Barack Obama spoke by telephone Wednesday. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a U.S. drone strike Thursday killed Islamic State's top commander in the area, along with at least 11 other insurgents. The missile attack by an unmanned aircraft occurred in Achin, in a remote part of Nangarhar province, where the IS is believed to have set up its headquarters. U.S. military officials in Kabul confirmed an airstrike was launched in that area Thursday, but said they were unable to determine whether Islamic State's local commander, Hafez Sayyid Khan, was among the casualties. The U.S. Defense Department says 10 Yemeni detainees have been released from the U.S. detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and sent to Oman. The mass transfer will raise the number of detainees transferred out of the camp this year to 14. A report by the World Anti-Doping Agency says the leaders of the International Association of Athletics Federations must have known about doping by participants in track and field events. It says senior figures were involved in corrupt practices. The 89-page report released Thursday details what it calls embedded corruption within the IAAF. A Zimbabwe government spokesman says President Robert Mugabe is in good health. The spokesman dismissed an online report that Mr. Mugabe suffered a heart attack. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko has identified the restoration of Ukrainian sovereignty over the Donbas region and the return of Crimea as his top priorities for 2016. Speaking to reporters Thursday in Kiev, Poroshenko said Ukrainian sovereignty over the occupied areas has to be restored in 2016. He also said that he wants help from the European Union and the United States in securing Crimea's return from Russia. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.